Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
We are actually Zoe-less today, so it's just me. But we have got a wonderful guest in the studio, Morena Roimata. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Morena.
Hey, thank you for coming in today. We're talking about a show that a lot of our news team went to last week and said it was amazing and that they'd all had a big cry, but in a good way. This is Amelia, which is happening at the Pop-Up Globe. What is this show about?
It's about Amelia Bassano, and she is the first published female writer and poet,
wow,
which was a miracle for her day. So she published in 1611 at the age of 42, and she pretty much did that herself. She even set up her own scriptorium with women that she'd founded a school for poor women, also south of the river in London. It's about her. She, I guess most people would be know her perhaps more as the Dark Lady of the Sonnets of Shakespeare. So
right,
she's a contemporary of Shakespeare. And also she was the mistress of Queen Elizabeth I's cousin, Lord Henry Carey.
So she had quite a colourful career.
She had a very colourful career, and from a very, very young age. And she really made her way through history. And in the play we represent it, we have three Amelias. So we have the young one, the middle one, and then the all-knowing third Amelia.
Yeah. That sounds so interesting. So what's your role in this play?
My role, I am, people seem to see me as the villain now.
Isn't that the most fun?
Yeah, so it is fun. It's interesting to see the reaction of people. The kids weren't buying. Yesterday we had high schools in there, and they were not seeing the funny side of what I was doing at all, which is great because it's terrible. So I play one of my first roles is Lord Henry Carey.
Right.
So he's the cousin to Queen Elizabeth I. And some people might see him as her saviour, but he wasn't really. He was 45 years her senior. So when she was about 16, became her, well, she became his mistress. So I don't know what she'd call him. A pervert. I mean, not her master. And so she went into this contract with him, and I'm sure she did it contractually because it's pretty disgusting. And and when you actually think, okay, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and if I actually put myself there and think, oh, it's just awful. But he kept her. Well, I mean, he had a wonderful apartment, a huge, huge allowance. He introduced her. He did keep his promise in that he introduced her to Mary Sidney, and she was on the creative scene, and could write. He gave her enough money so that she could just write, and which is what she wanted to do. She
didn't really want to.
The silver lining. She didn't really want to get married and just have children and say with a contemporary and be led into that life, but also he broke up with her when she became pregnant at the age of 23, and then married her off to her cousin, who was a court
cousin. Her own cousin. 1600s, eh?
Her own cousin, who was a court musician, spoiler alert, he's quite the musician. So you need to come along and watch these scenes.
Wow.
He's quite funny.
So the other thing that's kind of amazing about this show is it is an all-woman cast.
Yes,
and how has that been for you as an actor working with that crew of people?
Really interesting. I mean, and especially when you are playing men, say one of the roles I play is a man. And at first, I felt like the shortest man ever. And you think, what am I doing? But then actually when I saw photos, and my other daughter came to see the show, she had a video, I didn't even recognize myself.
That's so interesting.
Oh,
that's
so awesome. I was like, who's that? Oh, that's me. And then, so it's really interesting what happens and how you can do that.
I think
some people say because women are playing men, it almost... Is, I don't know, easier, or is it, I don't know if it's easier for people to watch, but it really works.
That's so interesting.
And you see men, I mean, sometimes I think the men they're not finding it very amusing, but, you know, but we're actually just doing what happens all the time, even today.
Yeah.
There's one moment, I won't give too many spoilers, but yeah, people are not laughing when you do that on stage, although they could be, you know, and it happens all the time.
It's so interesting. And it is, I think, kind of a powerful thing to watch a bunch of women put together a show about a woman who pioneered, I guess, like the original kind of like, yeah, solo female writer, which
yes.
just wasn't a thing really that you could think about. Even, you know, a couple of hundred years later, women are still really struggling to make ends meet if that is the
yeah,
career
absolutely.
Option. So it is kind of incredible to have this woman, Amelia, honoured in this way.
Yeah, and with her poetry. And then, yeah, and the way the other women help her, and how it, yeah, where there's a will, there's a way. And she yeah. has, I play another character, Lady Margaret Clifford, who really is her savior
right.
in that way. And she, when Amelia's, her second child has just died,
mm.
she has a huge state of depression, obviously, and her livelihood is, I mean, her life is just a mess. You have the, I guess this sort of come to Jesus moment almost. And then, and she actually takes her in, and she just is a letter writer, and she was also litigated, like someone who fought for, I think when her husband died, he mm. cut her daughter out of the will. So her daughter had nothing, and she actually went to court and she did all these things.
So there's all these kind of remarkable women
yeah,
who
yeah.
history hasn't necessarily remembered.
Exactly. They just write, like in the history books, it's not written very much about it. But that's an incredible thing. She
incredible
actually
story.
Went to court,
yeah.
she won,
yeah.
and then her daughter saved all her letters, because the only thing they could kind of write was like
letters
and she
yeah.
put them in a book.
That's so fascinating.
It's quite incredible that she won. As well, not
yeah,
only did
yeah.
she go to court,
yeah,
but she also
got
won.
It, and yeah, and so Amelia, her writing, because they were only allowed to publish religious texts, so that's
right.
the whole thing. So they, she did, she published a very satirical religious text, or I mean, not openly satirical, but when you really,
when you
read,
really
it,
read it, yeah.
and then they would put little pamphlets in different. Well, first it started off with passing around pamphlets and just
and
little pieces
sort
of writing hidden in the poetry, as you know,
so
if your husband does the da 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 da, you know, so
subversive as
that's yes, and then of course it would get into the hands of men, and there's a very well, it's kind of hilarious, but it's not
also quite tragic too.
Yeah, because yeah. it is true. Everything he says, you hear people spouting this nonsense.
So it's kind of, I guess it's kind of cathartic. It's kind of amazing, and it is called Amelia, and it's on
yes.
at the Pop-Up Globe.
Yes.
And if people want to get it, they can get tickets for it. They can do that through the Pop-Up Globe's website. You've just got a couple more shows left.
Yes, we don't have so many. So the final show is on Sunday, the 22nd of March, and that's a matinee. So we've just got this weekend coming up, Friday, two shows tomorrow, then Sunday, and then we go again next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and
fantastic.
Then it's over. Oh, and just one more thing, because the first show at Pop-Up Globe was all male
yeah.
cast.
Yeah.
So this one, they've done
yeah,
a real
awesome.
Turnaround.
Yeah.
So really,
great
thanks to, Pop-Up Globe
well,
that we finished with women.
Thank you, Roimata, for coming and chatting to us this morning. It sounds like a fantastic show, and I'd encourage
it
everybody
is.
To go along.
Yes, come, have a laugh and a cry.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
It certainly was. No Zoe this week, but she will be back.